Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to this podcast homily for First Sunday after Christmas Day. Listeners may benefit from the AIC seasonal video series Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, presented in two episodes, each linked from the digital library page, with the podcast versions linked from the podcast archive page. It offers historical background and discussion of the evolution of the tradition of Christmas on December 25th, Anglican traditions of Christmas, the Collect Epistle and Gospel texts in the American 1928 Book of Common Prayer, and discussion of 14 hymns in the St. Chrysostom hymnal, which are either not in the Venerable 1940 hymnal or are used with different tunes. Today's theme is Emmanuel. In the Anglican tradition, I have spelled it with an E and not the I, favored by most other denominations. The literal meaning of Emmanuel in Hebrew is God with us. The verb to be is implied. A fundamental belief of the Christian faith is that the incarnation of the only begotten Son of God in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth on Christmas Day is a fulfillment of the virgin birth prophecy in Isaiah 7, verse 14. In the AIC video presentations, including Christmas and Nativity of Our Lord, I use the mosaic of Isaiah's prophecy at the New Moni Monastery, built on the Greek island of Chios in the early 11th century, in which Isaiah, holding a scroll with the prophecy, points to his left toward the image of the Blessed Virgin, who is visible in the adjacent panel. Saint Joseph expresses his doubts upon hearing the news of Mary's pregnancy. In Matthew 1:19b, Saint Matthew calls him a quote, just man, and emphasizes Joseph's compassion, noting that he did not want to, quote, make her a public example, unquote, which could have resulted in her being stoned to death. His initial thought was to, quote, put her away secretly. It was then that Joseph was visited by an angel of the Lord, saying in verses 20b to 23, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Just as Mary was obedient to the message of the Archangel Gabriel in the Annunciation, Joseph was obedient to the will of God. These two members of the Holy Family became prime examples of the theological virtue of obedience to the will of God, and also demonstrate by their example the true meaning of family, both subjects discussed in the AIC seasonal video series, The 12 Days of Christmas. Christians believe that in the celebration of the Nativity of Our Lord, or the Incarnation, we accept that the unseen, invisible God of the Old Testament was manifested to us in the person of his only begotten Son, the man child Jesus of Nazareth. At the Third Ecumenical Council, which met at Ephesus in 431 AD, the Church Universal declared that Mary was entitled to the honor of the name Theotokos, or God-bearer, more commonly translated in the Western Church as Mother of God. The Fourth Ecumenical Council, which met at Chalcedon 451 AD, declared that Christians must believe that Jesus was both fully divine and fully human without reduction in either, and that he was possessed of a human soul. In his Christmas Day homily around 450 AD, Pope Leo the Great, Bishop of Rome, wrote that by the, quote, unsearchable power of God, unquote, mankind witnessed the coming of God's light in our darkness in the person of Jesus Christ, who came, quote, to take away the sting of death and to bring the bright promise of joy eternal. The coming of the light was my theme for the podcast homily for First Sunday in Advent. In the Nicene Creed, Christians declare belief that Jesus is God of God, light of light. As Christians, we believe that his light is still with us, which is the meaning of Emmanuel, or God with us. Two classic hymns based on these doctrines, one in the Western Church tradition and one in the Eastern, are hymn number 818 in the St. Chrysostom hymnal, O Everlasting Light, written around 1845 AD by Horatius Bonar and arranged to the tune Dia Domata, which includes this in the first half of the first verse. O everlasting light, shine graciously from within. Brightest of all that's bright, come shine away my sin. From a 3rd century Greek Orthodox evening hymn came hymn number 176, which is in both the 1940 hymnal and the St. Chrysostom hymnal under the title, O Gladsome Light, using an 1899 AD translation by Robert Bridges and arranged to Nunc Dimittis. Here is the first half of the first verse. O gladsome light, O grace of God, the Father's face, the eternal splendor wearing, celestial, holy, blessed, our Savior Jesus Christ, joyful in thine appearing. It is this joy in his appearance to mankind which is the theme of the 12 days of Christmas for the 6th day of Christmas on December 30th. Another term from Pope Leo's homily is partakers of the divine. The same phrase was used by St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and by St. Peter in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Pope Leo believed, as Christians still do, that by the incarnation and by the acceptance of Christ as the only begotten Son and Savior, and by Jesus' propitiatory death upon the cross as payment of ransom for our sins, we are, quote, set free so that we, being, as he put it, a new creature and a new workmanship, unquote, by which he means being freed of the sin of Adam and Eve. In this way, we may have opportunity to partake of his divine nature. This idea of humans partaking of Christ's divine nature has its roots in the writings of St. Athanasius, who was Bishop of Alexandria in the 3rd century and who earlier was present at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. It means that we have both an opportunity and an obligation to become more like our Creator. In the Eastern Church, the process of being more like God is called theosis, or deification. Charles Wesley called it the doctrine of human perfection. It should be understood that while we cannot ever actually attain the divine, we can seek it throughout our lives with the goal of becoming more like our Savior by allowing the teachings of the Master into our hearts, allowing it, as St. Paul said in Ephesians 1:8, to, quote, open the eyes of our understanding. For those for whom the doctrine of theosis or deification is not familiar, let me put it in plain layman's language. By practicing theosis or deification, you need not die to live in God's kingdom. Or if by your own conscious choice and by God's grace you immolate his life in the here and now. Conversely, the doctrine means that by your conduct, by your choice of life's daily work, you do not have to die to be in Hades. You can make your own Hades right here. Practicing the Athanasian Wesleyan doctrine that by internalizing the beliefs of the church, by letting them guide your daily conduct, you move closer to finding the true meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. In Pope Leo's 4th century homily, he wisely warned that we must not let ourselves drift back into our former life through baseness of living. This means that the burden falls upon us to learn and to apply what we have learned and show it, or in the language of the Church at the Feast of the Epiphany, let it shine forth from the Greek Epiphaneia each day. Put another way, we know what we have to do. The ever-present challenge is to actually do it. Other AIC resources on topics discussed in this podcast homily for First Sunday after Christmas Day are available on our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net, with seasonal videos and Christian education videos linked from the digital library page and Bible study videos linked from the Bible study page, with podcast versions of all three linked from the podcast archive page. Information about pricing and ordering and availability of Kindle editions of AIC bookstore publications is available using the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the home page. Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, a Christian education video series in two episodes, includes discussion and many illustrations of St. Luke's account in episode 2. Which involves discussion of the 14 hymns and carols for Christmas in the St. Chrysostom hymnal and not included or included with different tunes in the venerable 1940 hymnal. Advent, a season of penitence and preparation, another seasonal video series, this one presented in two episodes, is focused on four key terms, words, or phrases, one for each of the four Sundays in Advent. The Great O Antiphons, another seasonal video series in seven episodes commemorating the last 7 days of Advent season, ending on the last day, Christmas Eve, with O Emmanuel. The 12 Days of Christmas, with daily episodes from the first day of Christmas, December 25th, through the 12th day, January 5th. Each day, the episode for each day focused on a theme word. Words mentioned in this episode include love, obedience, family, joy, and angels. The Nicene Creed, an 8-episode series with special focus on the reference to Jesus Christ in episode 4, episode 5, and episode 6, and with additional information about the changes made in the original creed at the Council of Constantinople in 381 AD, found in episode 7. The Lives of the Saints, second series, features a discussion of Leo the Great in episode 29. And finally, as mentioned, the St. Chrysostom hymnal with 14 hymns not in the 1940 hymnal. The closing prayer for First Sunday after Christmas Day is from the Anglican Breviary for the Christmas season. All honor, laud, and glory be, O Jesu, Virgin born to Thee, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Ghost forevermore. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.